Since we are continuing our shir, discussing the dinim of nekdarim of bishul on Shabbos and bishul basar v'chalav, Avnei Nezer in the Heilige Sefer Eglei Tal, Meleches Ofes Yifkot Mem Dalid, asks, why is it mutar lechatchila to mevashel b'cham ma'ishna mishar melachos shebisa'asoy shaloi kederech? To cook in the sun on Shabbos is mutar lechatchila. Normally, to do a melacha shaloi kederech is aser midoraisa. So Eglei Tal is wondering, this is derabbanan. Eglei Tal is wondering, so maybe also here, lechatchila bechamo should be an iser derabbanan. So he answers, I'm quoting, if I may. Me'ata ha'mevashel b'chamo kevan di'esh shevach eitzim b'pas v'tavshil k'shebishel b'esh yesh shevach esh b'hatavshil fushina levashel b'chamo sheshevach chamo b'hatavshil arayesh shinui b'habishel ha'nasa v'im yiksh zeh b'einecha ayin b'ibn Ezra shmos yud b'ez test, but it's that to rest. U'kamo she'nechshav shinui b'ein toldos ha'esh v'toldos ha'chamo k'mo kai nechshav shinui b'ein yesh b'hapas koach chamo. He writes that if somebody cooks in the sun, since there is shevach eitz in bepas, meaning that the wood, so to speak, goes into the food, the fire used to cook goes into the food, and when he cooks with fire, so the fire improves the tavshil. And what did this person do? This person did it differently. He cooked in the sun, so the shavach chama, the sun, the benefit of the sun is now going into the tavshil. So we see that there is a shinui in the bishul that is done. It is a different type of bishul. Normally, vus meint bishul. Bishul means the shevach eitzim, the shevach eish goes into the bread, into the food. Here, the sun is going into the food. Ukamo, and just like it is considered a change between the tolada of eish and the tolada of chama, the derivation of fire, and what is derived from the sun, that's a different type of bishul. So too, it is considered a change in the bread if there is the sun, the power of the sun in the bread, or the power of the fire in the bread. And that's why it's not considered anything. It's completely different than what the Torah says. It's not considered, it's not out, it is Meleches Machshev, it's not Meleches Machshev, it's Pashut, not Bishul. It's not Bishul. It's a different category. And so too, the Pesach is not considered at all if it's cooked in the sun. It's not considered Mavushal. And with this, he explains why HaMavashel Psar HaPesach B'chamei Tveria Pater, and that is because if one cooks in the hot springs of Tveria, it's not considered mavushal. What does mavushal mean? Mavushal means with fire. Water is not fire, and therefore, if there's right mavushal, you fire and water. But if it's just water without fire, it's not considered mavushal. So we learn from this Avnei Nezer Eitzad Chodesh, that it could be that Me'ushan is a Chiyuv Torah. If something is smoked, it is going to be a Chiyuv Torah with regard to Basar B'chalav. Why? Because Yesh B'zeh Shevach Eitzim V'esh, because the fire and the wood is going into the food. And therefore, since the fire is going into the food, it is going to be an iser of bishul basar b'chalav. However, hamivushal b'chamei tveria isn't considered bishul when it comes to basar b'chalav, like we find by the Bsar HaPesach. And that's like the Prichadash we saw in previous shiurim with regard to Shabbos, that Ma'ushan is going to be Chayav and Chamei Tveria is going to be Pater. Why is Ma'ushan Chayav? Because here you have fire. No fire, no Bishul. So we can say the same thing by Basar B'chalav. And it could be, says Mori B'Rabbi Hagon Rav Chaim Meir Horowitz Shlita, that we can extract a chidush din nifla v'das ha'avnei nezer be'egle tal. We can extract from this yisod that if there ain't fire, there ain't cooking. We can extract from this a chidush din. Yesh le'estapek. Let's say somebody is mefashel b'chamei tveria b'shabbos dover yovesh. He cooks something dry. He cooks something dry. And then he cooks it in water. He's mevashel b'chamei tveria. He takes a piece of meat and he cooks it in chamei tveria. And then he takes this piece of meat and he puts it in a pot and he puts it on the fire and he cooks it again. Is he going to be chayev? Is he chayev mishum bishul? Or do we say no? Ein bishul, achar bishul. V'kvar nistapik b'zeh pri magadim b'simen shin yodches mishpisat zav sof sivkan vav v'kosav shepater. And maybe it's even mutter l'chatchila. Why? Because the bishul b'chamei tveria already cooked it. So it's a done deal. How can you cook something cooked? My joke is that I go up to my wife and I say, will you marry me? And she says, no, you may not marry me. I am already married. So I can try to marry my wife 150 times, but once I already did it, on the 24th day of the month of Av, in the year Tavshin and Dalet, if my memory serves me correctly, I think it does, then I can't do it again. So since it was ready to spoil the bishulai de achami tveria, so you can't cook it again. So there's going to be no iser. It might even be mutar lechatchila. Wow, is that huge or what? Ulefize lenyan baser b'chalav that you're mevashel b'chamei tveria and then you're mevashel b'mayim. Would you be chayiv al tzbishul if you cook it afterwards in water? Right, first you cook it in the hot springs of Tveria and then you cook it in water, you're going to be chayiv? So apparently, no. Since it was already nispal b'bishulo, it was already cooked, the second bishul doesn't help, like the Prima Gadim writes in Yoredeya, Simen Kuf Hey, Mishpitzos Zav, Sof Simen Kuf Beis, and the Gaon Rebbe Kiva Eger, and his Gilion to the Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya Simen Pei Zayin Os Aleph. Shekam B'bas B'asar B'cholov, Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. Parenthetically, in the Placey, in Simen Pei Zayin, in the crazy Sifkan Yud Gimel, he writes that Babasa Bukhalav Yesh Bishal Achar Bishal. However, the Divrei Ha'igle Tal, it would appear that both on Shabbos and Basar Bukhalav, if it was Mispashal B'chamei Tveria, and then you're a Mavashal Bishal Gamar, you're over on the Isser of Bishal. And according to the Igle Tal, you cannot employ the svara of the Heilige Primagodim that kvar nispoil bibishulo, it was already cooked once. Because it's no better than bishul achar afia or tzliya. According to the Yerayim, you are chayav mishum bishul when you're mevashel after it was baked or after it was roasted. And it could be that here it's even worse, because there the Afi and the Tzliya were done on Ide Ha'esh. But here, it was done al yedei hachama, o chamei tveria. That's not considered bishul at all. Remember, what's the yisod of the Avnei Nezer in the Igle Tal? That if there's no fire, it's not cooking. So who cares what you did the first time you put it in chamei tveria? That doesn't mean anything to us. There was no fire. So now that you go ahead and you're mevashel b'mayim, now you're doing a new iser bishul. And that is not acceptable. So the Prima Gadim wants to say, no, for an espial the Bishulo Harisha. It was already mispoil from the first cooking. And the according to the Igle Tal, no. Because he says there has to be Shevach Eitzim Bepas, there has to be some sort of fire involved. There's no fire, it's nothing. So therefore you put it in a Chamei Tveria. It looks cooked, maybe it tastes cooked, but it's not considered halachically cooked, neither for Shabbos nor for Basar B'chalav. And therefore, if you cook it once again in, with fire in a normal way, then there would be an Isur D'Oraisa of cooking. So in the next shiur, this was the third leg of our journey, in the fourth, and I hope, final leg of this particular journey, we are going to see a big suffix, and we are going to see how to deal with this big suffix. So please stay tuned for more Niflos Mitoras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Sweetest and most beloved friends.